Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at Cenovus.com. Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at Cenovus.com.
Hey, Degens, it is Tuesday, June 18th. The Celtics won their 18th title. Can they go for number 19 next year? Can the Panthers close out the Oilers tonight and win the Stanley Cup? Plus, we got Major League Baseball to bet on. I'm Mad Max. Joining me, the one and only six. Panther, how's it going?
Oh, you know, the countdown continues. We're at like 9 days. We're down to single digits. Vegas bound. The heat is absolutely scorching over here. And so I'm talking to Sex Kid this morning. We're not supposed to get any rain all week, but then somehow we had a middle of the night little thunderstorm come through at home. And so now the humidity is going to be unbearable today. But outside of that, everything's good. I'm going to drop a little something on you, but we'll talk about your Celtics first.
Oh, okay. I hope it doesn't rain. I'm increasingly getting nervous because the construction of my house is ongoing, and the crew is just, for convenience, leaving stuff outside, and I'm just thinking, please don't rain. Please don't rain. I'm sure they know what they're doing. I'm sure it's fine. The bathroom's looking great though, Sex Panther. So when you swing by here at Christmas time, you can see a brand new bathroom. You'll be very excited to take a shit in my bathroom.
I will make sure I leave remnants of Panther's visit to Max's crib.
I'm gonna have to spray some Sex Panther cologne in the bathroom to get rid of the smell. It has bits of real Panther, so you know that it's good. Okay, the Boston Celtics. They won the title last night in dominant fashion. Bounced back from that ugly loss in Game 4. Close out the Dallas Mavericks in 5 games. Porzingis did end up playing a little bit. It wasn't a huge factor there, but he gutted it out. Wanted to play in that final game. But here you go. I'm gonna hit you with a question. Do you remember the last time the Celtics won the title? What year it was?
Wasn't that the Durant, Paul Pierce, Ray Allen team?
Well, not Durant. Close.
Not Durant.
KG. KG.
Garnett.
Yeah. 2008. In fact, it was June 17th, 2008. So exactly 16 years to the date the Celtics have won the title. Now, can you name all of the teams that won titles since the Celtics last won a title?
Let's try. So we know the Warriors have. We know the Cavs
four
have.
Of them.
We know the
one. Yep. Warriors won 4. Yep. Cavs won 1. Yep.
Cavs won 1. The Heat.
They've won 2. Yep.
Holy shit! Why is this harder than it should be? Milwaukee won.
Milwaukee. Yep. They won 1. Yep. Of course, last year.
How bad is it?
Denver?
Oh, yeah. Denver. Denver. How bad is it? I don't remember who won last year.
Okay. The Lakers have won 3. They went back-to-back after the Celtics won, plus they had their COVID year.
Oh my God, it's been that long. Oh well,
Kawhi Leonard.
I don't count that. That doesn't count. Yeah, the Raptors won one, right?
Kawhi Leonard has won two in that time span.
Spurs have won.
One with the Spurs, one with the Raptors, and then the missing link there, the Dallas Mavs. Yes, they won a title since the Celtics. So funny enough, going into the series, the Dallas Mavs had won a title more recently than the Celtics had. 16 years since the Celtics had won. So congrats to them on number 18. Jaylen Brown wins MVP. I think deserved so. He had a hell of a series, but I don't take anything away from Jason Tatum. He had a near triple-double last night, and Tatum has been the point guard of the team. We said it. Every time he passes for more than five assists, the Celtics win. He had three in game four, and they got blown out. So when Jason Tatum has the ball in his hands and he's facilitating, that offense is pretty damn good, just saying. Hats off. Good.
We're just making him a point guard, right?
I think Jason Tatum's a point guard of the team now. I think that's it. Done. Al Horford, he can finally rest in peace and go off into the sunset. Finally wins a title. Dude, congrats, Al Horford, right? You got to be fucking happy about him.
Oh, sure. Yeah. But was that his first and only title? He didn't win one anywhere else.
Yes. No. Yeah. That was his first one. I mean, you remember, like, that Atlanta team was so good for so long but could never get over the hump. That was a damn good Hawks team. And then he came to the Celtics, thought you know, that was a chance. He bounced around a bit. Remember, he went to Philadelphia, and that was a horrible fit. So, yeah, congrats to him for winning a title. Very happy for him.
Oh, very exciting, very exciting. So that's another piece that they'll have to replace going into next year. But this is, like, the worst-kept secret of the year, right? Like, I don't know. Got a handy or want to look it up at some point while we're doing this, but Boston was the favorite. Boston was the favorite going in
all season.
All season, from the beginning of the season. And we even said that anything short of a title was a failure. So this was one that they had to have. And depending on, you know, who all comes back next year, which outside of Horford, I don't know contract situations with everybody, but I got to imagine most of them are going to, like, even the role players, I'll take a pay cut just to re-up, stay here, and run it back. Let's do this again.
Well, Jrue Holiday's in. Porzingis is in. They have extensions. Jaylen Brown is in. The missing piece is Jason Tatum. He's the guy that needs the extension.
Well, you got to have a point guard.
You need the point guard. and Derek White has a contract too. So you sign Tatum, and then that's it. The core is there for at least, I think, three more seasons. So... I think they have, in fact, going into next season, they're already the favorites. I'm jumping ahead a little bit here, but, Celtics favored, they're plus 280 to win the title next year. Crazy, right? 280.
The fact that it's a plus line is crazy, but I get it, but it's so premature because we've got to see what happened. There's always off season trades. Off-season injuries, see how the rookie class pans out with the summer ball out in Las Vegas. So many, there's just too many questions, but, you know, you just, the way too early forecast, the Celtics are the team to beat, and I don't have a problem with that. I mean, shit, put me down for plus 280 because I think it can only get worse, right?
Yeah. So Denver plus 650. Minnesota plus 850. Those are the three favorites going into next season. So disrespect to the Mavs, the team that made it to the finals. They are not getting too much respect. They're plus 1,000, the Mavs. So they'd be fourth on the list. Tied with the Bucks, which I didn't know. Did they fire Doc Rivers? They fired Doc Rivers, apparently, because they're tied for fourth best odds, because... that's the only reason that I would put the Bucks up there.
Where are the Pacers? Because I think the Pacers could give the Celtics a run.
Pacers, plus 3,300.
I mean, I might take that. There's a
big question mark. Siakam's a free agent. He's got to resign. I put the Pacers in the conversation if Siakam's there. Fuck you, X Chris. Come on, Magic. Magic, take your plus 8,000 bet right now and set it on fire. Unless the Magic are going to somehow bring in someone like Paul George, and Paul George is magically healthy. The Magic need fucking offense. The Magic ain't fucking keeping it. The Boston Celtics just held the Dallas Mavericks to under 100 points in 4 out of 5 games. You're telling me that the Magic are going to stop it? Just what a troll X Chris is. What a fucking troll.
He likes his lovable losers.
What else about the series, Panther? I mean, I agree with you. It was just finally, it was just kind of the inevitable. Just done. She showed me a score from November. Is this November from the fucking NBA Cup? Oh, yeah. Wow. The NBA Cup. Orlando couldn't even win the NBA Cup.
They should hoist a banner like the Lakers did.
They should. Yeah, beat the Celtics 113-96 in one game. Oh, Christ. What else? What else you got from this series?
Nothing. Like, it's hard because we want to talk about it because it's your team and you're happy and everything. But, like, it's just, it was a foregone conclusion.
No, you don't want to talk about it. You don't want me being happy. You don't. You don't want me to talk about things that make me happy. Oh, I do.
No. Well, it happens so infrequently. I mean, because then we can turn around and talk about the Mets. So bring you back down to earth.
It's fair. X-Chris saying, are you one of the worst NBA finals viewership-wise and I think just quality-wise? I mean, as a Celtic fan, I wanted it over with. I kept saying it. I just want the fucking title. I just want it done. But as a basketball watch, not a great finals to watch, really. You know, what was kind of anticlimactic, really. Like, I would have, in a 4-game sweep over the Pacers, I think that was a better series to watch, in my opinion. You know, I think the Celtics-Pacers was actually a better fucking series. You know?
I mean, this was non-competitive. The Mavericks, it almost makes you wonder what happened in that game 4, where, I mean, I don't know, Boston took the foot off the gas. Like I said, those game fours when a sweep scenario are just weird because I always feel like, hey, let's go back and win it for our fans. Who wants to celebrate on an opponent's court? It's almost not nice, not sportsmanlike to do. So let them have their game. Gentlemen sweep. We'll go back home. But we're not surprised. Dallas was outclassed in the 4 of the 5 games. It just shows, though, measuring stick-wise, like Boston was the measuring stick all season long. They blew out so many opponents by 20-plus points. It's a good measuring stick for teams to know what they've got to do. And I think what the one thing that Boston did that a lot of teams don't do enough of is they focused on defense. And that was the big get with Drew Holiday. Getting him really, you know, took a good defense up to the next level. You know, you're taking a Luka and Kyrie-led team, and they can't get to triple digits in 4 out of 5 games. I think that really tells you a lot about this team.
Yeah, no, absolutely. I mean, to put, you know, things into perspective here, I mean, Kyrie's just, he made it work in Dallas. I think he's committed to this Dallas team for the future, but he's got to get over playing in Boston. Like, his head's just not right in Boston, you know? It just doesn't seem fucking right. X-Chris continuing with the trolling, showing the Magic winning, what was it, 3 out of the 4 games they played the Celtics this year? Yeah, okay. So they got their number. Okay, X-Chris, they have their number. There you go. I admit it. The Magic should be the NBA champs. If they played the Celtics in the playoffs, the Magic would have beat the Celtics. Yay. Okay. You know, as I was going through my NBA list of champions of who has won the championship, I totally forgot that the Lakers, you know, the Celtics won in 2008, the Lakers won in 2009. Do you remember which team they beat in 2009? I totally fucking forgot this team made it to the finals.
No clue.
It was the Orlando Magic, led by Dwight Howard. Dwight Howard actually led the Magic. J.J. Redick was on that team, by the way. Led them to the fucking NBA Finals in 2009. I totally fucking forgot about that because it's sandwiched in between the Celtics-Lakers rivalry, right? So 2008, the Celtics win the title. 2009, the Lakers win. And then 2010, they go at it against each other. I was there in a couple of those games in Boston, and the Lakers won that series. But yeah, the Orlando Magic was sandwiched in between there, coached by Stan Van Gundy, and with Dwight Howard leading the way. Totally fucking forgot about that. Jesus Christ. Ty Lue. Ty Lue was on that team, by the way. Interesting. Yeah. Hedo Turco. Oh man, I remember Hedo. Hedo Turkoglu. Oh man, he was a baller.
Oh yeah.
The Lakers won that series 4-1 though. So there you go. Anyway, that's it. That's it for NBA. You said you got something for me.
It's baseball. We'll get to it.
Oh, okay. It's baseball. We'll get to it. So then time check. We're about halfway through the show, so I guess we will take a quick break, and after that we'll talk NHL, Stanley Cup Finals, and then some more baseball. Stay tuned. Hey, DGens, college football is right around the corner, so you know what that means, right? Mad Max gets to give up his talk time to Sex Panther, take a little nap on the show. Also means the return of MyBookie as a show sponsor. That's right, MyBookie sportsbook and casino platform. You can bet on every game and win anytime, anywhere, straight from your mobile device. No app needed. Just go to mybookie.ag, sign up with the promo code THEDGENS, and you're ready to rock. MyBookie gives you tons of opportunities to win with college football this year. Whether you're rooting for your alma mater like Panther and Ohio State, or your favorite team like me and Rutgers, there's no better way to experience the season than having action on these games. But when you use MyBookie, you're not just betting on football. You're investing in your team for the season. When you know your team well, it's easy to take advantage of props, win totals, things like that, early picks for playoff contention. Last year, MyBookie had some of the best odds on the market for the Wolverines to win the championship, much to Panther's chagrin, and the bettors who backed their squad saw a 10-time return on their wager. So you got to lock your futures in now while you're waiting for the season to begin, and you got to use that promo code THEDGENS. You're going to claim a bonus up to $1,000 on that first deposit. That's THEDEGENS. If you didn't know how to spell the DGENS, that's how you spell it. And you can start betting college football just with house money. You start off just there you go. Here's some free money. Take it. Take this money. Bet it. Bet anything. Anytime. Anywhere. Only with MyBookie.
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Synovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at synovus.com. Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Synovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at synovus.com.
Back at you, possibly never even left you. Okay, NHL. Panthers have the chance to close this series out today. Gentlemen sweep, same as the Celtics. Got the Oilers on the road, plus 115, or the Panthers at home, minus 134. And I'm saying to myself, why is this not 150? But such is life. Sex Panther, what side are you on?
Yeah, I think they've been giving the Panthers, you know, a Vegas gift every single game. Now, obviously, on the road, they were getting those plus lines. We got paid in game three when the Panthers won, but we finally saw Edmonton explode. We always talk about how good their offense is, and at any point they can open up a can of whoop ass, and they did in game four. But it's kind of like what Dallas did in game four. I'm not really reading too much into it. Florida has had the steady offense. They're not a flash in the pan like Edmonton that can score 6, 7, 9 goals whenever they want to. And Florida's got the much, much better defense. They're at home. They're going to win it on their home ice. I am going to eat the 135 and take the Florida namesakes for $10.
Yeah, I hate saying this is an easy bet to make, but this is an easy bet to make. I'm going to do this. I'm going to jump on Florida here. I think they closed that today. I think, you know, it was the death rattle, the last gasp from Edmonton to fucking try to make it a series the same way that Dallas did in their game four. It's kind of eerie. Plus, you know, listen, I posted in the chat, the Panthers have to win because Tkachuk and Tatum went to middle school together. So Tatum gets to raise the trophy. Tkachuk needs to raise the Stanley Cup. I mean, they're good friends. So there's some symmetry happening here on the ice and on the court. And I think that the Panthers defend home court tonight. So $10 bet on Florida. All right. Moving on to baseball. And before we do that, X-Chris loves to put screenshots in here. Should I show the screenshots of Orlando losing to the Cavs in the playoffs? I mean, I could do that if you want to, because in order to beat the Celtics, you have to actually, you know, also beat the Cavs or any other team in front of you. But just saying, okay. Moving on, Sex Panther, Major League Baseball.
Major League Baseball. I got six today, so hopefully we get some kind of agreement. Let's start off with the St. Louis Cardinals at the Fish. Lance Lynn taking the mound, going against Roddy Munoz. Really had to look into him because I didn't know too much about him, but he's actually pitched pretty decently for the Fish. Probably better than Lance Lynn has pitched, especially his last couple outings. Thought he had turned the corner, but his last two outings have not been very pleasant. I think he can get right. Miami's just such a bad offensive team. Minus 145 is a bargain. Give me the Redbirds for $10.
The Marlins have lost six games in a row. They are way at the bottom of the National League East. Thank you so much, because if not, the Mets would be, you know. By the way, the Mets have won six games in a row, so I'm just saying. could be a different situation if the Marlins had won six in a row and the Mets had lost six in a row. But there you go. The Mets are not the bottom dwellers in the National League East. Thank you to the Miami Marlins. But I kind of like Miami in this one. I don't trust Lance Lynn out there, plus line. I just don't have Miami winning. That's my problem. I just couldn't get there. Like, there's value, but as Panther says, there's no value in losing. So I'll lean Miami in this one. I don't like it.
Next game up, let's chase some waterfalls. The Cincinnati Reds are at Pittsburgh. Man, when are we going to learn? Let's just maybe not bet against Paul Skeens. I don't know. Nick Lodolo taking the mound for the Reds, going against Falter for Pittsburgh. This is curious because the Reds definitely have the pitching advantage. The Reds definitely have the hitting advantage, and the line has moved the wrong direction, or unless you like, you know, a better line for the Reds, it's going the opposite way. So I'm kind of scratching my head here, Max. I'm not sure what's going on, but it doesn't matter. I'm not scared off. I'm going to take my Queen City Reds, but the line movement has me a little perplexed. $10 on the Reds.
Yeah, same here. I'm going to lean the Reds here. I don't understand the line movement here. It is a little weird. By the way, I totally missed that X-Chris did his fun facts and opinions today. I was like, oh, is he going to do this today? He posted it like 5 minutes before I joined the chat. So I had thank you for prompting me with the number three. You see, you did the number one, and I totally missed it before about Al Horford. He has his fucking list. It's even before Craig joined the fucking chat. So his number three is he's taking the Reds' money line. Lodolo's good. However, he might not take this anymore since it could be rained out, just an FYI. So could be rained out. Pittsburgh getting some rain, apparently.
No more posting before Craig, Chris. That doesn't work for us.
I had to scroll. I'm scrolling now. You're making me work here. You make me scroll past this fucking screenshot. He just pasted it. You're again. Right. Without numbers, though. No, I'm not happy. No, I still got to scroll because now it's missing numbers. Like, what are you doing, X-Ray? You're killing me here. Oh, my God. I got to scroll past this screenshot of the Magic beating the Celtics and thinking of what could have been of the Orlando Magic hoisting the title this year. Oh, God. I'm leaning the Reds.
Next game up, the San Diego Fathers are Philadelphia taking on the Phillies. This is what I want to talk to you about. The single A affiliate for the San Diego Padres are none other than the Fort Wayne Tin Caps. Tomorrow night, you're going to wish you were here, Max, because on his rehab assignment in Fort Wayne, is none other than your favorite pitcher, Yu Darvish.
Oh my God. You gotta go. You gotta go, Panther. I know it's a school night for you, but you gotta go. You gotta cheer for my boy Yu Darvish. He needs the support there. He needs any bit of help that he can get.
He got no chance. That's way past my bet. If it's an afternoon game, maybe. If it's a 1 o'clock game.
I'd say a 9 o'clock a.m. A 10 o'clock a.m. They're playing to the London crowds.
No, we do have 1 o'clock games, and especially on Wednesdays because it's a travel day. But I gotta be honest. Even if it was a 105 game at 95 degrees, it's going to be a hard pass. Just saying. Back to this game, though. The Fathers taking on the Phillies. Michael King going against Aaron Nola. I mean, every time Nola pitches, we're talking about him. Probably because we're always betting on the Phillies. But he's been really, really good. Like, we're beating a dead horse. Still probably viewed as the number three pitcher on this team. He's been pitching like an absolute ace. Minus 165 is a value play. I could probably run line it. I won't because it's going to go in the parlay, right, Max? $10 on the Phillies.
It is going in the parlay. I am betting the Phillies. This is number four on X Chris's list. Let's keep fading the Padres, take the Phillies money line. This does have me worried, though, because as I was about to point out, and X Chris points out, Nola got fucking shellacked his last time out. He gave up 8 earned runs in 3 2/3 innings against the Red Sox. Just absolutely got brutalized. But I think this is a bounce back game, because what have we been saying all season? Nolan is a winner. If Skiball can get fucking knocked around and then bounce back and have a good game, then so can Aaron fucking Nola. $10 bet on the Phillies.
Next game up, the Baltimore Orioles are in New York taking on the Bronx Bombers. This is an absolute must-watch series. And honestly, this is a must-watch pitching matchup. Albert Suarez taking the mound for Baltimore, going against Nestor Cortez of the Yankees. Great, great pitching matchup. And I get it, Yankees at home, Cortez. But you're giving me plus 135 on the Orioles? I know, no value in losing, but they actually have a shot at winning. Give me the Orioles, plus 135 for $10.
I was incredibly shocked to see this. It's such disrespect on the fucking Baltimore Orioles, a team that is, like, right there behind the Yankees. Like, this is technically a series for first place. You know, I mean, it'll go back and forth. It'll jockey. It's only fucking June. I get that. But really, this is a series for first place. And I think Baltimore matches up really well against the Yankees. I think they got the pitching advantage in this one as well. So, huge more support lean on the Orioles. Nothing from X-Chris on this game, so we can keep moving.
Next game up, the Boston Red Sox are in Toronto, taking on the Blue Jays. Tanner Houck going against Chris Bassett. I might be a day late on this one because I really should have bet Boston yesterday. I just do not trust Toronto at all. So I'm jumping on Boston today because I do not trust Toronto at all. It's going to be my theme of Toronto, I think, for the rest of the season. Give me the Red Sox for $10.
Making this parlay easy. I was on Toronto yesterday. I'm bouncing to the Red Sox today. So maybe we are a dollar late, you know, day late, dollar short today together, because I'm betting the Red Sox and make it a trifecta, because number six on X Chris's list, the Red Sox money line, Tanner Houck on the mound. He's been doing good recently. Red Sox offense is way better now since their new signings and stuff. So yeah, the Red Sox, you know, listen, they're no joke. They're not a fucking joke. Blue Jays, I still think that they have something left in the tank, but they didn't have it yesterday. And now I'm hoping they don't have it today. Bassett, I'm very familiar with him from his time with the Mets. He's been decent enough, but I think the pitching matchup goes to the Red Sox, and the hitting right now, surprisingly, goes to the Red Sox. So, yeah, $10 bet on Boston.
Last game up for me, the Tampa Bay Rays are Minnesota taking on the Twinkies. Aaron Civale going against Pablo Lopez. Two very underperforming pitchers, but I'm never going to pass up an opportunity to bet against Aaron Civale. Pablo, great opportunity to get right. Give me the Twinkies, minus 155 for $10.
Yeah, I'm going to lean the Twins with you in this one. Just a tad bit too chalky for me. Minus 155 is the best I can get you, which actually, yeah, it's a little bit better than It's got -166 at DraftKings, so it is getting worse. -155, yeah, that's not too bad, but yeah, I'm gonna give you a more sport lean on the Twins.
That is my six plays, Max. You're not done. What else you got?
Listen, we got two out of those. I got two more for you. Let's look at San Francisco Giants and the Chicago Cubs, where number seven on X Chris's list, the pitching matchup of the day, is the Giants and the Cubs. He doesn't have a side on this one. Steele is unlucky. Reminds me of Olsen on the Tigers. Great pitcher, but no wins. I do have a side on this one, and my side is the Chicago Cubs, is what I'm going to take. -106 was what I had it before. -107 is best I'm going to get right now. It is getting worse for the Cubs. Both teams kind of disappointing, underperforming. I do think that the Cubs have the better opportunity to bounce back. And I think, listen, Steele has been unlucky. I think he gets his first win today. He's not been pitching bad, and I think he does it, man. Like, last time out, pitched a fucking gem, and then probably over his last four games has been one of the best pitchers in baseball, cannot get a win. I think they show up today, and they get him a win. So a $10 bet on the Cubs.
Is it me, or is San Francisco just, like, one of the best bad teams in Major League Baseball? Like, I find no reason.
Yeah,
to
they're
like
a bad
team.
They're a bad team, and they somehow like stumbled into some fucking wins. They're second place in the West, and I don't know how.
And then they're gonna go out and make a trade at the deadline and improve and make a run. And the next thing you know, we're gonna be talking about the San Francisco Giants in a wild card, and it's gonna be fucking annoying. But as it sits right now, like, I didn't like them yesterday. They fucking won. I don't really like them today. They're probably gonna fucking win. But whatever. I'll lean Justin Steele and the Cubbies.
All right. I was on the Los Angeles Angels yesterday, and I was doing some drugs, apparently. I'm off them today. I'm going to jump on the Milwaukee Brewers. I think the Angels are just fucking – they called it a season. They started off hot, and then now they're just done playing baseball. This is a joke. This fucking franchise needs to be fucking booted from the league. And this is coming from a Mets fan. This is fucking Angels. How disappointing. $10 bet on the Brewers.
Yeah, that just not a game that I was on. I didn't particularly care for the pitching matchup for either one of them. Don't like the Angels. Don't really like the Brewers right now. They've kind of regressed a little bit. I'll lean Milwaukee, but not a game I was interested in betting on.
I mean, Tobias Myers has been pretty fucking good for the Brewers. I'm just saying, like, he's a guy to actually keep your eye out on. He's overall pitched really well this season. So Tobias Myers, he's your starting pitcher for the Brewers. Does not have the name, but has actually had some good results. All right, what else is X Chris? Okay.
Oh, I got a name for you. Right. Neither one of us are on the game, and I'm kind of wishing I was on the game. Hogan Harris is pitching for Oakland, and he's been really good. It's Oakland. Is that a game to bet? Is that a bettable game?
I think so. I think you know, the Royals are vulnerable, right? I don't think that they are as great as they were for a period of time. They're at a point where they've been losing some games, and I think that there's some value on Oakland. Dada, I don't mind saying yes, Oakland money line. Yeah, man, listen, Husky Harris been pitching fucking pretty good this season. So I think you definitely got to give the Oakland, the Sacramento A's a look today. So, yeah, I like it. A value play. If you want to add it in, you can. Have fun. Like, this is, yeah.
Killer. I was hoping. I love the name. Hogan, and his numbers have been fantastic. So, yeah, that's kind of a game I was eyeballing.
All right. Let's see what X Chris has. He says the Mets are the hottest team in baseball since Grimace did the first pitch. They're 6-0 since then. He's taking the Mets money line again because they keep paying. I don't hate that play. I think the nine Mets squadron is playing good baseball right now. Bit of a mirage in my opinion, but you know, I'll take it. I'd say if it's Grimace fucking doing his thing out there, then you know, I gotta support Grimace. He's one of the most beloved McDonald's characters ever. So, yeah, I'll lean the Mets there.
Yeah, I'll lean the Mets just because winning begets winning. And the Mets are on a hot streak. So as long as they're hot, might as well run the hot hand out there. I like the Mets. Not enough to bet them, though.
All right, he's got one more for us, and he's looking at still a National League East team, and that is the Washington Nationals with Cole Irvin on the mound going against Pepperoni, as he calls him. Was it Pepperoni Sessioni? Yeah. He's all about the food names, right? He's all about finding a, you know, he's got a thing for Italian food, ex-Chris. But he's taking the Nationals in this one, and it's hard to argue. I'm going to lean the Nats here at home. Scrappy team, absolutely. I totally agree. A team that just finds a way to fucking be competitive. I don't hate this Washington Nationals team. I really think that they're a pretty good fucking team. So at home against a somewhat underperforming Arizona Diamondbacks, I'll take it. More sweat lean on the Nats.
Yeah, I like the Nats here. Sazoni, or whatever his name is, not been very good. Diamondbacks, obviously, are not the same team as last year. And Washington is a young, scrappy team. If they could just find, there's got to be somebody in single A or double A, somebody to take over from that guaranteed loss they take every 5 days when Patrick Corbin takes the mound. I mean, goddamn, there's Max Morlock can throw better than Patrick Corbin. Somebody. Shit, killing me.
I can only hope that someday Patrick Corbin and Yu Darvish are on the same team like this. That would be just astounding.
I'll get you a jersey.
Oh, my God.
Darvish to the Mets.
God fucking damn it. All right, we got a D-Gen parlay put together. We got the Florida Panthers on the ice to win the Cup, minus 135. We got the Philadelphia Phillies, minus 148 with Nola on a bounce-back game. We got the Boston Red Sox with Fuck on the mound, minus 115. That D-Gen parlay pays $447. On this Tuesday, it was the fucking goddamn Dallas Mavs that blew the fucking parlay yesterday, so yay. Ramon's on the Gardenians today. I don't think we talked about that game, but I kind of like Seattle in that one. It wasn't like anything I was jumping up and down for. Is that, who is it, Miller and McKenzie? Kind of like Seattle in that one, but what about you, Panther? What do you think?
McKenzie's got a propensity to give up the long ball, but Seattle just seems to have a propensity not to score a lot of runs. I like Bryce Miller. I think he's the better pitcher, but man, I told you, Cleveland, they won me over. Like,
you're buying into it.
I'm buying into it. So probably a Gardenian's life for lean for me.
All right. Homer dropped this last thing. More Euro soccer today. Live bet frenzy. Made money last couple of days on the under. So how can people know what you're betting on Euro soccer? Maybe they can join a specific Discord. And with that, I leave it to Six Panther to take us home.
Hey, you guys can get Homer's picks, X-Chris's nonsense, and everybody, every other degenerate in here that shoots the shit with us. You guys, listen, if you're listening to the show, we thank you so much. But come on in and hang with the guys. Great, great group of guys in here. Sports betting and a lot of other nonsense goes on. Join the asylum. We'll shoot the shit with you, but the most important thing, just tell us what you did yesterday, what you're betting on today, and when it's all said and done, kids, let's make some money, fools.
This show is sports entertainment. The information, opinions, and recommendations presented in this podcast are for general information only, and any reliance on the information provided in this podcast is done at your own risk. This podcast should not be considered professional advice. In short, don't be stupid. Gamble responsibly. We will not be held responsible. Peace.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at Synovus.com.